Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Activists expose role of Dutch banks in the funding of palm oil industry development. Milieudefensie, Friends of the Earth Netherlands, launched a report where they warned that Dutch banks ABN, AMRO, ING and Rabobank have to take responsibility for the disastrous environmental and social consequences of providing finance to the palm oil sector at large scale. These banks should pull out of this sector, demands the organization. What we wanted to show is that the commitments of Dutch banks to change the situation have failed. We see the same problems in the palm oil sector, and that's why we asked the Dutch banks to be more firm against those palm oil companies and to basically step out of the industrial-scale palm oil sector, said environmental activist Rolf Schipper, forest campaign leader at Milieudefensie, Friends of the Earth Netherlands, in an interview with Real World Radio. Especially the Rabobank is one of the biggest international banks in the field of agribusiness. If they decide to step out of this palm oil sector, they really make a big statement to the financial world, and that's why we are targeting them specially, added the activist. The new report, launched on July the 2nd, is titled Draw the Line, a black book about the shady investments of Dutch banks into palm oil.
This report is about the ongoing investments of banks into the palm oil business. What we have seen in the last 20 years or so is huge investments into industrial palm oil development. So those international palm oil companies, companies like Wilma, Bumitama, they are extending their plantations into the rainforests of major countries. It started in Indonesia, cutting a lot of rainforest there and chasing away the inhabitants, and also in Malaysia. And this is now spreading to Africa and Latin America as well. So what we wanted to show is that the commitment of Dutch banks to change the situation has failed. We have published reports about land grabbing and deforestation by these companies since 2001. We've confronted Dutch banks with this because they are investing in those companies. They've promised us that with their sustainability policies, they would improve the situation. The report that we have now launched proves that improvement has not come. We see the same problems in the palm oil sector, and that is why we asked the Dutch banks to be more firm against those palm oil companies and to basically step out of the industrial scale palm oil sector. Our report focuses on three major Dutch banks because they are big international players. So we are talking about ING Bank, ABN AMRO Bank, and Rabobank. And especially that last one, the Rabobank, is one of the biggest international banks in the field of agribusiness. If they decide to step out of this palm oil sector, they really make a big statement to the financial world. And that is why we are targeting them especially. What we are saying is that Dutch banks and also other banks, obviously, by keeping investing in the large-scale industrial palm oil, they are basically keeping up this model of agriculture. And we, as Friends of the Earth Netherlands, we don't believe in a future for large industrial-scale palm oil because it is harmful for the environment. It clears a lot of rainforest and it's harmful for the people that live in those areas. They don't benefit from the large-scale plantations. They might benefit from small-scale agroecology kind of agriculture, but not from this large-scale stuff. That's why we target the banks. That's why we target the financial players who make it possible for the palm oil sector to continue this way. So we want to explain to the banks that their sustainability policies have not worked. And if they don't work, they're only upholding the sector. So the only thing they could do in our eyes is to step out, to make a big statement to the palm oil sector that it cannot go on like this. So now in order to put pressure on them to step out, we are also targeting the clients of the banks. So we've asked Dutch individuals who have a bank account with these banks to write their banks a postcard or a letter to put pressure on them, to tell them to step out. And just this week, we've already delivered the first 35,000 postcards that have been written to those banks that we've just collected in 2 weeks' time. This action will just go on over summer and after. So we are expecting to deliver tens of thousands of cards from Dutch customers to tell the bank to step out of palm oil. Well, just today I talked to a manager of the Rabobank who told me that they got a lot of questions from their clients, from their individual clients about this these practices. They also got a lot of questions from their own staff, their own personnel, to ask if it's really true what is happening. So we do see that they feel the pressure already. Of course, after only 2 weeks after the report, they have not immediately changed their policies. But we believe that if we keep on building up this pressure and that a lot of clients are going to tell the bank that they should step out of it, I'm sure that they'll change tactics over some time.
The same day, on July the 2nd, you launched another report, High Risk in the Rainforest. This was together with SDI, Sustainable Development Institute, that Friends of the Earth Liberia, and also Friends of the Earth in the United States. What is this report about, Rolf?
That report is specifically about one bad palm oil company that is acting in Liberia. The situation in Liberia is that almost 10% of the whole land area of Liberia has been given away in concessions to agro business. A huge amount of land, and you can imagine that most of this land is also inhabited by people there, and they are simply shoved aside by those big companies to develop plantations. So one of the biggest companies there is GVL, Golden Verulium Liberia, and that company, that is what this report is about. Now, already 6 years ago, NGOs and inhabitants have filed complaints at the RSPO, that's the Roundtable for Sustainable Palm Oil, a business initiative to promote palm oil, but also to make it more sustainable. And that RSPO has concluded that the GVL, the company, has caused a lot of problems in that area, that they have been in breach with their own policies, in breach with the national policies, even in breach with the RSPO policies. Basically, GVL has grabbed land from communities, has forced communities to sign to give away their lands, sometimes even with armed guards around, putting pressure on communities. And while all the regulations, national and international, that if a company wants to develop land, they have to get free permission from communities and not use any pressure or intimidation or whatever. So this has been going on for over 6 years now, and this report gives some new information and some new evidence about the land clearing that the company has done illegally and the land grabbing from the communities. Companies use all kinds of tactics to get people off the land because of course companies could find clear land or maybe other pieces, but the companies simply go for the cheapest parts and preferably rainforest, because then you can start by cutting trees, selling them, and it's very fertile ground. And the fact that there are communities living there is kind of a side point to them. They come with all kinds of tricks to get people off, sometimes downright intimidation, like what is happening in Liberia, but also often by people out and then by making promises about education, building schools, bring employment, but it rarely happens that they actually make true to their promises. So, for example, where I was in Sumatra in Indonesia, for example, in a village where the company had let the people there, they had left the village alone, but what they did was clear all the surrounding forest, and that was the livelihood of those people, because they used the forest for timber, for fruit picking, for clean water, and all of that was now gone. So the company did not have to buy the community out, they just left them there, but the community was left without any income and without any livelihood. So it's those kind of consequences that fall upon the local communities and that are caused by the rapid expansion of the palm oil industry.
We knew in January that the European Parliament had voted to ban the palm oil from biofuels and to freeze the market for other agro commodities used also for biofuels. But this verdict had to be confirmed by the European Council and also the European Commission. What can we know about that? Was any kind of confirmation of this, or what is the situation right now, Rolf?
That final discussion has taken place last month. And of course, we had hoped that a decision by the parliament would have stood strong. But as it always goes in politics, there was a compromise had to be found. So the good thing is that the decision is there to phase out the most destructive ingredients for biofuels, that's palm oil and soy, the ones that have the worst consequences for the rainforest. So they will be phased out, but it will take longer than was planned beforehand. So it will take until 2030, another 13 years, until they are being phased out completely. The amount will get lower and lower each year and then be phased out by 2030. It's good news that it will be phased out because it's a complete change of trend. The trend was going upwards every year and now it's going to go downwards. That's a clear signal for the industry that they can not invest any further in biofuels made of palm oil or
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building Popular Communications by Fowai.